Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. Happy Thursday, you guys. It's your girl, Jazz, and...
Shantae, the Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams of the group, because I sing all three parts by myself.
You didn't even say Beyonce, though. You said Destiny.
I did. I said her first.
You said Destiny's Child.
I said Beyonce. Whatever.
That's why I was confused. I was like, so yay, I get to be Beyonce? And...
Beyonce is Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland. And Michelle Williams.
Oh my gosh, girl. I love that you even brought that up because Beyonce and Miss Kelly were over on vacation together just like a couple weeks ago.
I was wondering if they were together because like, Kelly's out here living and she looks like she's on the same yacht.
Now, the reason why we know it was confirmed that they were on the yacht together was because Kelly posted like a little picture and in the reflection of her sunglasses, you could see Beyonce and Jay-Z kissing.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
But you guys,
that is hilarious.
You guys, we are so excited. We've got a very, like, I don't want to say, like, we've got a lot of ups and downs in this week's, in this episode, you know, just to keep it 100. But we've got a lot of good stuff to cover. First and foremost, you guys, happy fall. Like, hello. It's officially fall, y'all. It's definitely been fall over here for a while. But the calendar officially says that it's fall now.
Yeah, literally yesterday it was so cold and I was like, oh, it's here now. Like, I feel it. It's crazy. It just like a light switch came on.
You started shuffling through your Pacific Northwest box that you had, you know, set aside.
I don't have it. I'm like, this is not good. But I do have like a few jackets on me that I just like brought.
Cool.
So I'm like, I should be good.
Yes.
But yeah, I was at my cousin's the other night and I was like, let me go pull this little cotton jacket I have in the car because the wind is blowing.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. And then one last thing before we get into our weekly recaps, you guys. Yesterday, Missy Elliott, followed your girls on Twitter. This is a monumental moment. So I just had to share with y'all, okay? Because we've had interactions with famous folk before, but this one actually followed us and showed us some love. So we are so stoked.
I could cry. Now let's get her on the show.
Right? No, I'm serious. Everybody's stoked for us. And look at, she's so easy to reach out to and get a hold of. I mean, hey, we could probably reach out to her directly and get her on.
I don't know about all that.
Why not?
No. I mean, she knows who we are now, right?
I have weak. We could try. I
wonder
what her DMs look like.
Oh, a mess, probably.
I don't know. She's been in the game for a minute. She's probably got someone handling it for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all. Let's go ahead and jump into our weekly recaps. Tay, I want to hear about what you got going on.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to do one mention for my weekly recap this week. I actually attended the Atlanta Black Film Festival.
Ooh.
And I did that because there were a few Seattleite friends that were out there. They were actually in the film festival. They had their short called Matter of Time, which is based off of Campana, also known as TJ. His album is called Matter of Time, and the short is based off or set to the music of the album.
It's like a visual album?
There's an album, and then this is more of a short.
Got it.
I don't know how to explain it because like there's acting in it, but all the music in it is from his album.
Okay.
So it is the musical short, but it's not like Beyonce's where it's just music, you know?
Okay, cool. No, I got you.
I really appreciated it. I've never been to a film festival and I've been wanting to go. It was cool to do one in Atlanta because I got to take my cousin who's extremely interested in writing and being a a short writer, like a film writer. So I was able to take her. And then it was also cool to see the different projects. They all kind of were like loosely, like kind of connected around the same themes, but I was really just impressed with our friends' work. So Campana's Matter of Time short was really good. Lex, who we had on the show, he was also in it. He was had a starring role. And they worked with Swim Team as the, I think it was director producers. I was really impressed, and it was just really cool because their film was recorded in Seattle, to see all the Seattle street signs and just be like, oh, I know that area. Oh, I used to live around the way. And just to see that, I really, really liked theirs, and they actually won an award for like, audience or crowd favorite. And I think that really resonated. There was probably one other that I liked a lot as well, but theirs was really well done. The audio, the shooting, everything about it, I thought was just really well done. So I was proud to be able to say those were my friends and to be able to like go support them in Atlanta. So that's my weekly recap.
That is really fun. I'm really glad that you got to link up with them. When I saw that they were going, I was jokingly going to be like, oh, are you about to link up? And then you did. I was like, yay.
Yeah, we were plotting like on Twitter. It was just like a whole like, oh, I'm going to be in AT. I was like, oh, for real? They're like, come out to the film festival. I'm like, bet. Like,
okay.
Yeah, send me the info. I'm in there.
I love that. I really love that. I'm glad that you got to do that. For me, mine's been pretty low key, to be honest. I really was focusing on a lot of like self-care stuff around the house. I know that I have been talking a lot how like, I've been feeling tired and kind of down lately. So I've really been trying to shift gears and really work on ways to like address that in the ways that I can or that are in my control that I know will help me. And so I really didn't do anything much but like work. I didn't really have like much of like a social life interaction, which was really nice. You know, like I didn't feel sorry for myself that I like was missing out on anything. Like it just felt really good. And like when I say that like I didn't do anything, I mean that like, you know, I stretched, I did laundry, you know, I started watching some scary movies, like organized some closet space, like et cetera. It sounds like stuff that like old people enjoy, but these are just like the little things that I like to do that really do kind of like bring me peace. And it kind of just helps me feel like I've got like order in my life. And so I've slowly, like every single week, I've slowly been getting there. Like, you know, I've been feeling more and more like up and up, getting a better hold on things. And yeah, so that's really kind of what I've been doing this past week. I also have been starting to cook again. Like this is a big deal, because when I tell you that like the last like 2 to 3 months, I've definitely been focused more on like DoorDash or like, you know, grabbing like the quick and easy option. You know, I've not been actually cooking a lot. So I told myself I'm going to buy my sun baskets again. Excuse me. Started buying my sun baskets, which is just like, yes, HelloFresh or like Blue Apron, for those of you guys that know what that is. And yes, I told myself, since I'm spending, it's like $90 a week. Since I'm spending this, I'm going to cook it. And whatever leftovers I have, that's what I'm having for lunch the next day. Like, you know, I'm trying to be frugal. I'm trying to be smart about it. And they're always really good, healthy options. So I've cooked almost every night this week. The kitchen's clean. And like, that's just a nice feeling. The kitchen doesn't stink because we don't have food going bad, because it's actually getting used. Like, I just, it's nice.
I'll tell you what, actually cooking your own food will save you so much money. Okay.
Oh, yes. And to be honest, like the time spent, you know, cooking and prepping and all that stuff, like it helps you like in a weird way not spend more money either. Cause like, you know, for me, sometimes if I'm just like bored on my phone, I might end up like online shopping or something like that. So if I'm cooking, that's going to spend like in a, you know, an hour of time or whatever, where I'm not spending money elsewhere.
I hate the time it takes to cook. Like, oh, yeah. I just want my food to be done and I want to eat it. I like eating. That's my favorite part of it.
It's the prep work, man. I bought one of those hand chopper things.
Love it. A splat chop.
Yes. I'm just like, you know what?
Trust me, you're going to love my nuts.
Yeah. What takes
you guys remember the commercial? We'll have to bring that one up. I'm always bringing up old commercials, but that was part of the commercial for the Slap Shop.
Side note, pause. We do have to move forward, but really quickly, I would like to say, Shantae, I think you first and foremost started this whole berries and cream trend.
Because it's coming back up.
And it didn't, and I did not hear of it once until you brought it up on that one episode. And then all of a sudden it's all over TikTok. And
some kid now looks like the leprechaun from the berries and cream commercial.
That's the original guy.
There was some guy who was like, somebody told me I have the haircut from the commercial and I don't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, first of all, how old am I? Second of all.
So I did see on TikTok the actual original guy. He has been like cosplaying as himself and like doing it is. So it's definitely coming back. And Shantae, I 100% think it has to do with you, because up until our episode, I hadn't seen it anywhere. So you did something out there. The universe is watching you. Something caught somewhere.
You know, what can I say? I'm a trendsetter, trailblazer.
Innovator.
Just remembering these old commercials that stuck with me. The weirdest ones too, like the weirdest ones. But here's what you guys can expect for today's show. We are going to get into the way or not the way. Then we're going to get into a review of the Montero album. I'm so excited for it. And then we're going to get into our hot topic, which is talking about Where in the World is Brian, which is the fiance of Gabby Petito, who her autopsy now says it's ruled a homicide. So we're going to talk about that and get all up into it. And honestly, I'm going to wildly speculate. But before we get into any of that, I always want to remind you guys that we have 30 and 60 second ad space available to entrepreneurs, business owners, musicians, whatever it may be. We've got space for you. If you'd like information on our rates, you can email us at thewayjt@gmail.com. You can check out our website, www.thewayjtpod.com, or you can even DM us on Instagram at thewayjazzandtay.
And don't forget, you guys, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts. It really does help our show grow. Follow us on Instagram, The Way Jazz and Tay. We post daily, okay? Check out our stories. We often do polls and things like that. We'd love to interact with y'all, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is also The Way with Jazz and Tay, okay? Your guys' support means everything to us, and we really appreciate the love. Let's go ahead and jump into our The Way and Not The Way for this week.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So something that we've been doing the last couple of weeks is giving one item that is the way for the week and one item that is not the way. Mine have been pretty personal. I'm going to continue probably with that trend this week. Tay's, I saw what you had to say, and I'm really excited to get into that as well. But let me kick it off, okay? So
absolutely.
I'm going to start with my negative so that we can finish with the positive. My negative right now is just men in the workplace, period, okay? I'm not saying that. I know, like, Benny's crossed arms.
He's, get rid of them.
Yep. Here's the thing. Benny,
get rid of them? What?
No. Hold on.
They are menaces.
I'm going to give you a minute to explain yourself. Then. All right. Continue.
No. So here's the thing. I completely, like, I have no issue with working with men. You know, I've worked with men my whole life. I also understand that, like, you know, especially in this particular situation with the podcast, Benny, without you, we'd probably be nothing, okay? I'm like,
trying to save yourself right
I'm
there.
I'm trying to butter him up.
Yeah, right? Like, why, whatever. Because of you, Benny, you're different, though. It's totally fine. Like, it's all good.
But, you know, so yeah, let me go into detail. I just, for those of you guys that don't know, I work in a male-dominated environment. And, it's one that is a little bit rough around the edges at time at that, you know. So this week in particular has been pretty frustrating because, you know, I'm not the only person in there who's experienced this particular go around. But there's been a lot of talking over and like maybe being dismissive.
What are you talking about?
This
I don't
this
know.
Past what are you week, what? Benny. Benny.
What? What?
So, for example, it's just like, you know, in assuming maybe that they are going to answer the question that I have before I finish asking it, or, you know, maybe they just, you know, they assume that, like, you know, maybe I understand your time is precious, and if you need to give a quick answer, that's fine. But listen to the question so that you can respond with the correct answer. You know, just listen. That's really just it. Be quiet, turn your ears on, and then give a response. You know?
It's called active listening.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, and I mean, this is something that it's anyone gets this, you know, Shantae, I'm sure you experience it in any field, you know, that you're working with others. It's just a thing. Like, there's articles that have been written about it. Men do this. Okay. They love to talk over women. Secondly, where is the faith in me? You know, I've been working in my field now about 4 to 5 years. There's a lot of stuff in HR that is purely just common knowledge that if you don't know the answer to these things, you probably should not be working in this line of work. Now, I got asked a question about benefits the other day and, you know, certain elements of that. I had the correct answer immediately because, oh yeah, I'm familiar with this. I know, like, whatever. I was still told to consult with a resource. Like, I was still told to call somebody, double check, verify, and then, yeah. And I was like, so that they can tell me the same thing that I just told you?
Why?
Thank you. Why? And so guess what? Called and consulted with this particular resource, and guess what they told me? Just guess.
The same thing you said?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yes.
Word for word?
Pretty much. You know, their jargon was maybe a little bit more professional, but yeah. So I just, like, it was really frustrating to me because that wasted time, you know, like, you could have just taken what I told you right then and there. And then honestly, if you had any doubts about it, why couldn't you consult
with
them?
Go ask them.
Like, right. You feel me? Yeah. Like, if you were really that unsure. So it just really, like, it really frustrated me because I was like, so why am I here if you're just going to double, like, did you want to do this since you don't trust me anyways? Like, you know, so that was just absolutely not the way for me. It really made me feel like they didn't necessarily, like, you know, trust me or my knowledge. However, really satisfying when I was able to let them know that I was absolutely correct. You know, like, it's just, it's really satisfying when you know that you're right.
There's a silver lining in that situation.
Yeah.
But I'm going to I'm going to go and double check this for you just so I can say, told you so.
Right. And that's the satisfaction of it all.
It's micromanaging to its finest.
I hate micromanaging.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and then the mansplaining that I get on a daily. Whew. Sorry. Anyways. Next step, the way for the week. You guys, I have been on a high. I've been crushing my credit card debt. Thank you. Yes, Shantae, thank you.
Woo!
So we briefly talked about this. You know, I'm in the process of saving and grinding so that I can purchase some property out here. You know, but I'm one step closer to being in a better spot to do so. I only have 2 credit cards. I made sure that I did not just rack up all kinds of credit cards in my young age. Their balances are pretty low, you know, but I'm still having to make monthly payments. So no longer is that the case for this credit card. So stay tuned in another couple of weeks because I will be reporting that the other one will be paid off. And because I'm saying this out loud right now, I'm holding myself accountable and making sure that actually happens. So,
affirmation's good.
Thank you. So stay tuned. Sometime in October, y'all will hear about me paying it all the way off, and I will be out here financially independent, almost.
I feel that. It feels good. Like, they send a little paper that's like, congratulations. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, thank you.
Credit goes up just a little bit. Like,
you know? I did that, didn't I?
We going on a trip.
Right. Let's go rack it back.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. But that was my the way, not the way for this week, y'all. Thank you guys for listening. Tay, take it away. I want to hear about yours.
Yes. So my the way for the week is that the season 4 of Dear White People is on Netflix. Yes. Thank you, Benny. I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list.
I've never watched seasons 1 through 3.
You should catch up.
Yeah, you got a lot to do.
I do.
It's an easy watch. Like if you binge watch it, it's easy to just get through a season. I will probably start and finish the season 4 this weekend. So Dear White People, it's one of my favorite shows. It's about a group of students of color that go to Winchester University, which is a predominantly white Ivy League school. The students are faced with a landscape of cultural bias, social justice, misguided activism, and slippery politics. The main character, played by Logan Browning, is a podcaster, her and her best friend. Her best friend, I didn't actually put her name down, and I wowed Tay. Her and her best friend have a podcast. And
would you forget about me?
No, but it's called Dear White People. And it just reminds me a lot of like what we do. And Logan Browning in it, she's very unapologetic, and she's always pushing the bounds. And she's like, I don't really care who I upset by what I say and do. And I'm like, I feel that, sis. You and I might be the same person. So I really just resonate with the show. It's gone in a very interesting direction. There's now like this secret society that they're trying to like figure out who it is, what they do, and like just like what is going on. And I'm excited for season 4 because I'm hoping that they finally get to the bottom of it.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. Very good. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
And very black forward, which I appreciate. Oh.
You know, power to the people. My not the way for the week. So I was actually having a hard time with my not the way. And then I was like, duh, it's right in front of your face. If we weren't going to talk about it for the hot topic, I had to slip it in there somehow. But what's not the way is what is going on and happening at the border. The Mexican-Texas border with the Haitian migrants. The pictures are disturbing, to say the least. I don't know exactly what they are doing, but it is not what they are supposed to be doing at all. It looks like they are herding them like cattle. And again, it's just absolutely disgusting. It's disturbing and it's not okay. So a little bit more about what's happened. There were reportedly between 14 and 16,000 migrants camping under the Del Rio Bridge, which is a bridge in Texas. Mm-hmm. Things are not great in Haiti, as you guys all know. Their president was assassinated by mercenaries back in July. Things have been pretty tumultuous ever since. And then there was an earthquake, a massive earthquake that hit them last month. And
they have still not recovered, yeah,
from anything that's happened prior to this.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So it's not good. And so they're all trying to run from Haiti, basically, to apply for asylum here in the U.S. The route that they have to travel alone just to get to where they are now, the border, is insane, you guys.
They could die en route.
En route. Many of these people, A, have children or are pregnant. Mm-hmm. They are coming with what they have left. So if they haven't lost everything or sold everything, they're literally, you can see in the photos, traveling with big trash bags. Now, let me tell you, from Haiti, they fly to Brazil and then they either catch buses or trek on foot with bags of their personal belongings or children.
Their entire life, yeah.
Part of the journey takes them through the Darien Gap, which is a jungle in the Panama, and it is treacherous. Mm. Like, they're doing that part on foot. When I was reading about it, it says it takes a week to get through it. There are children. Okay, so I'm just like, flabbergasted, because I'm like, I can't even imagine
the fact that this is real life, 2021, like this is right now happening.
So of course the people are at the border. We see what Border Patrol is doing. obviously because of the way America is, thinks, and just wants to be, we're putting people on planes and sending them back to Haiti. Okay, we're deporting most of these people. They're not they're seeking asylum, and I don't think that we're allowing it, essentially.
And another thing that I don't think a lot of people know, that, like, I don't know, for me, I don't know why I didn't realize this, but Haiti's an island. Like, they're isolated. There's no, you can't even just hop a border to safety. You literally
have to take a boat or fly.
Yes.
It's crazy. Like, honestly, like, I was looking at a map of how they're traveling, and it is almost backwards because they're flying back to Brazil and then taking, like, a J loop up through Mexico. Or, like, through Brazil, up through Central America, up through the border. And I'm like, insanity. The fact that they feel like they're at a point in Haiti where they have to make that kind of a journey and face uncertainty when they get to the border.
When they get back, right.
We don't even know if we're going to be able to apply for asylum and get into the U.S. And many of them are actually... either if they can't get into the U.S. are just going to set up camp in, like, Tijuana, which, if, you know, the Mexican government would allow, I would almost say do that, because, like I said, they're deporting people from the U.S. One thing that I wanted to bring up is that we talked about this a few weeks ago, but everything that's happening, I just wanted to bring this up because I just find... our immigration laws, rules, and who we allow in at what times, very interesting. So, we all know
Why do you bring that up?
The Taliban stormed Afghanistan. They've taken over Afghanistan. So there's about 50,000 Afghans that will be admitted into the U.S. within the next month, and already 31,000 have arrived and are being processed. And, are being offered refuge here. I don't think that they should not be offered refuge, but how do we pick and choose who gets refuge? Like, we see what's happening in Haiti. When something bad, like a natural disaster, happens, we're the first ones with our Facebook photos saying pray for Haiti, but then they're looking for asylum and saying it's dangerous out there, we need somewhere to go, and we're like, sorry, gotta go back. We'll give you a nice free flight back home. Like, I don't understand why are we helping some people but not helping others? And America is always quick to want to help somebody when it comes to war, but, like, these people, I don't know. I have so many questions, and I feel like America is like the Mean Girls in the movie Mean Girls. Like Regina, Gretchen, and whatever the other girl's name that Amanda Seyfried played. And we're like, well, you can't sit with us because you're not bringing anything to our country at all for whatever reason, even though these people are, like, literally they're asking for our help. And we're like, sorry, can't sit with us. You don't have enough money. You're not bringing us enough. You're not doing anything for us. So why would we let you in?
Which is the gag, because America prides itself on not letting anyone have any money. So, like, these people are probably offering any kind of labor, like, for a place to stay and some food. But, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm irritated.
I'm just saying, we are the popular girls in high school, and I don't understand how or why. Like, it's disgusting. I'm upset. It's not okay.
Majority of the popular girls in high school get fat and ugly at some point. And
I'm weak.
We're on our way. America is on its way to getting fat and ugly.
I just think that, okay, so it's like, one last thing I want to say about this before we go into our break is just, like, I understand that we have to have some sort of process around it. But I just also think that, like, these people have come such a long way and on such dangerous, arduous journeys to get here, and they're literally saying we need help. I just think we have to do better by them.
Yeah.
And what's happening at the border is just not okay. Like, that's a human problem at the end of the day.
Yes, yes. And that's right. It's as simple as that. These are people. These are human. This could literally be your cousin, your sister, your brother, like, and you're so easily just gonna say, sorry, not our problem, and send them right back to the hell that they're running from. Like,
right.
What?
Right.
But you want to claim that we're humane, and yeah. So Sorry.
Oh, America the Free, you know. Mm. Okay. So I'm going to keep up with that. When we post about this episode, I will try to find some information on ways you can help. But that is my not the way for the week. It's not great.
No, it's not sitting well at all.
With that being said, though, we're going to go ahead and jump into a 3-minute break. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
Tune into the Well You Ask podcast with T1 DLive at 5 and DJ BBD. This is the podcast where you ask us a question and we will talk about it. Catch us every Wednesday live on Facebook and YouTube at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to us on all podcast streaming platforms.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our weekly recaps and our reviews of the week. No, we did not. I'm lying. I'm sorry.
Got too caught up in the voice.
I did. I was like, oh, right? Now I'm lying. Okay, no.
Remix.
We gave our weekly recaps as well as our The Ways and Not The Ways of the week. Now we're going to jump into our review of the week, which is actual. That's fact. That part is true. We are reviewing Montero, which is Lil Nas X debut album that he gave birth to on September 17th.
And the man literally gave birth.
It's his little baby. But you guys, we both are really excited about this album. Like, I honestly kind of forgot that it was dropping because of just all the kind of like drama surrounding it and everyone trying to hate on him. But this man put out a really good album. Shantae, you wrote that it has a very eclectic vibe. It does give me the pop songs that I need, some rap, and definitely some rock and roll vibes, because one of my favorite songs on there does kind of have like a rock vibe to it. Mm-hmm. But there's also some big names on there. We've got Elton John, who is an LGBTQIA star himself. Miley Cyrus, who is personally one of my faves. She and I are also a big advocate for freeing the nipple. We've got Meg Thee Stallion, who was a hot girl, and Doja Cat, who is just Doja Cat. She's weird.
Hi, I'm Doja Cat.
It's just Doja Cat. But yeah, I've listened to the album a few times through and through, and it's a good, easy listen. You don't have to skip songs. And that's always what I love about an album, is when you don't want to skip a song. Tay, take it away. I want to hear about the ones that you put on there, because it's funny. I actually asked you about one of them this morning without even realizing that it was one of your favorite songs.
Of course, it's my favorite song. It's got my girl Doja Cat on it. Hi, it's Doja Cat. I just realized moving to Atlanta that I'm actually a really big Doja Cat fan. But the song is called Scoop. It's just fun. It's a rap song, and I actually like working out to it too. Benny, can you give the people a play?
Okay.
Yes. At the chit chat. Hey, understand. I'm just trying to be the daily scoop. Okay, so yeah, I like that song. I'm like, yeah, what's up? I love the part about the ex. Don't hit me with that. I miss you. I ain't with that, period. Okay, because Ghost tried to reappear and I don't like ghosts.
Right. It's like people, you can miss me, but you don't have to tell me that you miss me.
Yeah.
Just stay and missing me.
Yeah. Just stay sad. Like, aww. I don't care. Like, boo. I don't care. What am I supposed to do with that? Okay, cool. Well, you should have thought about that when you had me. Okay. Bye. Love that song. Doja Cat's part is great. You're talking a lot of great-ish.
She's got a really good flow, man.
She really does. It's interesting, though, because she reminds me so much of Nicki Minaj. And I know that's, like, one of her probably biggest inspirations. But, like, on this song, she sounds like Nicki Minaj. Like, I was just like, it sounds like one of Nicki Minaj's alter egos.
Ooh, Roman?
Yeah. No, Cookie.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Roman's more like, is this a thing that I get for putting you on? It's more, it's
okay,
you know.
Got you.
The one with Eminem, Dungeons and whatever it was called.
Oh, like a Dungeon Dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
That one. Okay. That's okay. Roman. Okay. Nicki Minaj fans know. and then my other favorite is, of course, with my girl Meg. I like all the rap songs because they're just upbeat and they're exactly what you need. This one's called $Slime. Benny, let's give them a play of that one too. Y'all know I like Megan Thee Stallion. She's always
coming.
I didn't hear that one part, did you?
I missed it. Right, hold
on. Girl came through with bars, period. She was like, don't play with me. Y'all done turned hate into a hobby, okay?
I love her so much.
Period, Meg. Keep talking that ish, Meg. So, yeah. Both of those songs just make me feel like a baddie. Like, I'm like, exactly, don't come for me. Mm-hmm. Don't try to come over here reminiscing. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so those are my two favorites. Y'all should check them out. I actually really like the whole album. I love Industry Baby and
Me Too.
Call Me
Montero, Call Me By My Name.
Yes.
That one.
Love that song.
Same.
Those are already out. Those are songs that we know.
Okay, hold on really quickly too, because I didn't put this on mine, but it's That's What I Want.
Is that the one with the music video out?
With the guys kissing? Yes. I like that one too, because that one screams pop. You know, that one's definitely like a pop. That one's definitely, I feel like, going to be charting. I think that's like his newest, I feel like, chart single right now.
Absolutely.
But I love it too, because it's giving what it needs to give. And there was a line in there where he says, I wonder if he has a little G or B in him. And I was like, what does that mean? Gay or bi? Mm. Duh, because he wants to shoot his shot. Oh. Yes. I was like, oh my God. But I just love it because, you know, he just talks about, he's like, all I really want is someone to love me and cuddle. And like, that's just really what I want at the end of the day. Like, I give this facade that I'm this and that and the other, but I just want to love and cuddle, and that's what I want.
Everybody.
But let me move on, because that's not actually one of my two songs. We had to talk about it. So for me, I'm going to start off with Dead Right Now, which is more of a rap song. And he's, again, kind of like talking his ish, but in a more in like a deeper way. You know, he talks about his family and and kind of like his home life and like Dead Right Now. The message that I got from that is basically like, you know, if this didn't take off for me, or if I wasn't doing what I ended up loving, I'd probably be dead right now. Like, this
I actually
is
really like
was.
This song too.
Yeah. Benny, can you play a clip for the people? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's, I definitely feel like if Montero or like Call Me By Your Name wasn't the first song on the album, because this one's the second one, this is definitely a song that I feel like you would start an album with. It kind of, it sends a message, you know, it kind of talks about this is where I came from. Like, it just, it reminds me of, you know, on with Drake, CLB, his champagne poetry. Like, he, like, you know, it's just, it's a good first song to put on the album. Yeah, exactly. So I love it. It is definitely more of like a down song. It kind of will put you in your feels, but it kind of gives you an insight to him. You know?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's extremely telling to his entire time being famous, even.
And,
like, people hate on him so much. And even in the song, there's a part where he's like, you ain't even all that pretty. You ain't even all that inward. Mm-hmm. And then you ain't even. And he said, and there's a part where he's like, you know, if you were to die right now, I wonder if God would even forgive you. And I was like, that's a lot of people who see the stuff that he does. They're like, he's not going to heaven. He's what's the word I'm looking for? He's messing up the youth, you know, like, how am I going to explain stuff to our children? And I'm like, you don't need to explain anything to your children. This man is living his truth. Leave him alone. Also, it took him so long to get here. The song is called Dead Right Now. If he hadn't gotten to this place, he would be dead right now because of how people have made him feel in his life.
Yes. It's crazy.
I love this song. This song is deep. It's deep. I love this song.
Yes. I just love that you feel this way about it too, because like when I first listened to it, I was like, I could probably cry right now. I was like, right. I feel it, you know, like, yes, I feel it 100%.
I really love Lil Nas X, y'all. Like, I like him a lot.
The second song that I chose is Life After Salem. Benny, can you play them a clip of that real quick and then we'll talk about it? it's definitely it kind of gives me in a weird way like Kurt Cobain vibes, like, ooh. I don't know how to it kind of gives me like older grungy type of
90s stuff.
It's giving me that kind of vibes, but you know, it's a sad love song, you know. He's, you know, we do this, it's a toxic mess, we go back and forth, like, just tell me what you want from me, and like, that's what this can be, you know, like, I'm tired I'm tired of playing these games with you and falling for it, just tell me what you want and that can be what it is, you know. And I don't know if this, like, I don't know if I'm just like kind of like in an emo mode because these are the songs that jumped out at me, but again, you know, I can relate to this song, like, just personally, you know, I've been in situations where it's like, this didn't need to be like this. You understand that, right? Like, from the jump, we could have called it one thing, but here we are now playing these toxic games, and it's just so unnecessary. So that one, I think, stuck out to me because I resonated with it, but also, I don't think I've heard Lil Nas X do a sound like this. I don't think I've ever heard anything from him like this. And I really like how he sounds on it. And I feel like I'm imagining him in the studio singing it and really getting into it. Like, I'm imagining him really putting his whole heart into this, because I feel like this came from a very maybe recent even experience, you know. That's just kind of, that's how I feel like he's giving it to us.
I just want to run it back to the message of, what do you want? Everybody, figure out what you want before you come and show up. Message.
Literally.
Period.
No, that part.
I'm over it. That I was just part. Having literally, a conversation. If you don't know what you want, stay where you are.
And if you don't know what you're bringing to the table. And in addition to that, don't introduce us to a vibe that you can't maintain.
Okay, period. Leave me alone. Leave me out of it. Go figure yourself out and then let's talk. But don't come over here not knowing what is going on, what way is up or down, and what you want. Because we don't have time.
None of it.
So that's our overall review of Montero. Love the album. Love Lil Nas X. Absolutely the way. Yeah. Like, I just love this kid. I really do. Like, my heart. I feel him. I just am so happy for him. And I can't wait to see what else he does. And I hope he goes on tour, because I would go see him on tour.
Me too. I would too. Hell yeah.
But we're going to jump into another 2 to 3 minute break before we get into our hot topic. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Tune into the Whale You Ask podcast with T1, DLive at 5, and DJ BBD. This is the podcast where you ask us a question and we will talk about it. Catch us every Wednesday live on Facebook and YouTube at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen to us on all podcast streaming platforms.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at EZE Aesthetics. Again, that's EZE Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And before the break, we gave our very excited review of Lil Nas X album Montero, his debut album at that.
Absolutely. It's
a vibe through and through. We love it. We stan it. We recommend listening to it. And now we're going to go ahead and transition into our hot topic, which is, where in the world is Brian? Period. Drama. Intense. I love it. So you guys, for those of you that don't know, which I'm sure everyone does at this point, unless literally you've been off the grid, but Gabby Petito is this girl whose disappearance has rocked the nation. She was reported missing by her family on September 11th by her family after not having heard from her since roughly August 25th or so.
Yeah, August 27th, I think.
What made the news even more shocking was that on September 1st, her fiance, Brian Laundry, returned to their home in Florida without Gabby and did not decide to notify her family, say anything or what. He also did not make any effort to cooperate with the police at this time. So immediately this got everyone up in arms because normally you'd want to cooperate with the police. You wouldn't wait 10 days. Actually, he probably wasn't going to say anything because the only reason why this made news because her family was like,
where's our daughter?
We haven't heard from her.
Right.
So we've all been watching the story develop in real time. And last Tuesday, which was the 14th of September, Brian Laundry, I guess, left his family's home. Mm-hmm. The family did not notify us until Friday when they called the police to their residence to say, hey, we haven't heard from our son in a while. And then this started furthering the investigation. You know, they got warrants, I think, to search the home and vehicles. They're just trying to find any type of clues that can help locate Brian. I don't know if you guys knew this, but last Sunday they found a body that matched the description of Miss Gabby. They did not immediately confirm that it was her. However, in the days following, they did confirm that the remains were Gabby's, and they did confirm that the manner of her death was homicide. All signs are pointing to Brian.
Yeah, Brian, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, I know we're not supposed to speculate, but I'm wild. You are involved. How do you go off the grid? First of all, how do you come back home without your fiance and not say nothing?
To any, like, what?
And it doesn't seem suspicious at all. You don't say anything. And then you disappear. I'm sorry. So you are involved, sir.
And it's now believed at this point that, you know, because he had, you know, a 2 to 3 day head, sorry, 3 to 4 day head start on trying to disappear, it's been really hard to find him. People are believing that he might have actually harmed himself at this point because he knew. Yeah. And I've seen other speculations too. People have all kinds of theories. People are theorizing that they, like, up to, like, there was an instance where they got, like, pulled over. People are speculating that they had hit somebody previously and that they were fighting over that because she wanted to be upfront and honest about it. And he was like, no. And then I guess there's theorizing that he's further, like, leaving a trail of bodies. Like, you guys, it's really crazy what the country has done with this story. But because of Gabby's case and where she went missing in Wyoming, this has helped spark attention and bring more light to other missing women of color in our nation, in which the coverage is not nearly as plentiful at all. In Wyoming alone, they pointed out that about 710 indigenous women have been missing since 2020. Yes. They said on that roughly that's about like 6 women a month or something. If you look at the breakdown, yeah. Yeah, in Wyoming alone. And you know, there's been other women, like there's this Lauren Cho girl who has been missing, and nobody's talked about Lauren. It's been similar circumstances. You know, there was somebody who was reported to have seen her last, but where is she? You know, and so people all over the nation, especially advocates who are, you know, advocating for Black folk in America and brown folk in America, are pointing out, why is it always this way? You know, even when you think about the Green River Killer, a lot of the women that he was claiming as his victims were African-American women. A lot of times, women whom he knew would not get a lot of attention, people who would not come like looking for them. And a lot of the times, the victims that would get attention or people looking for them were the white women. I'm just saying, you know.
The same is true for Samuel Little, who was like the first African-American serial killer. He was getting away. He was like the longest running serial killer. And it was mainly because he was killing women of color and didn't get caught until he killed a woman that was white.
Yeah.
So,
you see, and so hopefully, because of what's been going on with Gabby, there are people who are coming forward to help with any kind of information or clues related to Lauren Cho's disappearance or any of these other Indigenous women that have gone missing, you know? Again, like Shantae said earlier, we're going to post resources to see if you can help the Haitian refugees. We're also going to try and post some kind of information if you have any leads or information related to these missing women or in general ways that you can help. Use your voice.
Great call to action going forward. We have the internet. That's how Gabby got so much attention. Also, for these other women, we need to do the same. We need to be their voices. We have this platform to do that and raise these questions. So do that.
Abso-frickin-lutely. You guys, that wraps up our show for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. We will see you guys next week.
Oh, as always, let us know what you thought in the comments and DM us what you thought as well. Peace.
Bye, guys.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.